Messes. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a major event that occurred yesterday. It was disclosed yesterday. An armed man was arrested outside of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home and threatening to assassinate him. He intended to kill him. And what time of day was he found outside the home? 1:30 a.m. Guy with a gun, zip ties, padded shoes, ammo in a bag right outside of the justice's house. Whatever you or we may think of any individual decision by any justice, that is wrong. You do not threaten a judge. There was a judge just killed in New Lisbon in Juneau County, John Romer, who sentenced a man for armed burglary in 2006. The guy nursed a grudge. He was up in the Upper Peninsula, threatened to kill a judge up there. Threatens authority. The judiciary is very vulnerable because it doesn't really have a ton of security. It does now, at least the Supreme Court justices. And this man has been charged with attempted murder, with intent to murder. You cannot have a democracy with violence. And I want this very clear on the Democratic side. How did we come to a state where this kind of violence, this kind of attempt on a judge's life has become kind of, sadly to say, more the norm than not? And remember the last time that we consistently had in our history the use of violence to resolve political disputes was in 1860. When Abraham Lincoln was elected, the South wouldn't recognize him. They tried to assassinate him on the way to the inauguration. Now you talk security, he took a train. He took a train from Illinois to Washington, D.C., and the Pinkertons, that was a private group back then, it's still, Pinkerton detectives, there were one or two guys just guarding him, and they got word that there was a plot in Baltimore to assassinate him, and he hid on the train, put on different clothes. Well, he was 6'4". It's hard to, back then, 6'4" would be like 6'8" now. Hard to hide him. Sort of like John Fetterman now. In Pennsylvania, and he got there. And then South Carolina fired on Fort Sumter, shelled it, took it over, and the Civil War started. Hundreds of thousands of combatants died, brother against brother, friend against friend, family against family. It was horrible. Well, we don't have it to that degree right now. But it started again, anew in my view, in the 26th campaign when Donald Trump said that the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote, and that her bodyguard should be, quote, disarmed, end quote. Secret Service talked to him and he lied and he said, I just meant that they should vote. But he winked, told the crowd at his rallies to beat up protesters and he'd pay the defense fees. The minute you say things like that, that resonates. You're going to get 18, 20-year-old guys who hear somebody they admire, the President of the United States, somebody they've heard of, say that. And they're going to take matters in their own hands. They're going to take matters in their own hands. That's why we have death threats against Dr. Fauci, Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Michigan, against their children. We have death threats against health commissioners around the country for mask policy, vaccine policy, death threats against poll workers. This has a deteriorating effect on democracy. It demoralizes people. Some people are brave. The Supreme Court justices are not going to be deterred by this. They have a lot of prestige. But how about a poll worker or a health commissioner? And their kids are being threatened with murder. Increasingly, they're stepping down, they're resigning. and people on the Trump right are trying to replace them with people who will count the votes in a crooked way, the way Stalin did. Stalin is famous for saying, besides murdering 20 million people, besides aligning himself with Hitler, besides doing that, all of which he did, famous for saying, doesn't matter who the people vote for, what matters is who counts the votes. Republican Party is drifting to fascism. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. So let the word go forth that we don't want any physical attacks or threats against Supreme Court justices, any judge, any justice, any judge at any level, any health worker, any health care or health commissioner, any poll worker, any secretary of state, anybody. This is a democracy. If you don't like policy, run for office. If you don't want to run for office, find somebody who will run for office and then back them. Remember when I ran for governor? There was a woman and her husband, donors, who contributed to my campaign. I said, thank you very much. And you know what she said? She said, you don't have to thank me. By backing you, I don't have to go up to Florence and Forest County and speak on the issues. We have a good man who will go do it in you. And I was very touched by that. But the point is that get involved in politics and get involved as a donor. Go door to door for candidates, volunteer. There's a lot of things you can do. Do not use violence. Do not use violence. There's going to be another contentious case coming up. We alluded to it yesterday in one of the segments. Out of North Carolina, the Supreme Court, if it takes the case, then it'll have oral argument in the fall. It's based on the redistricting in North Carolina. And they'll have to issue an opinion by the following year, by sometime in 2023. And it would have, it would be the vehicle for them to say that a state legislature under the U.S. Constitution, even a gerrymandered one, can operate without any review by even their own state courts or by any federal court. That means Voss and people with his agents like Gableman and others, people like that in a lot of these states, gerrymandered and illegitimate, could easily say, there's not going to be a presidential election in our state. We're picking the electors. Or, okay, there's a presidential election, but it's a beauty contest. We're picking the electors. And they can then, with this instrument of gerrymander for the second decade of this century, the first decade that it occurred was from 2010 to 2020. The second decade is now 2020 to 2030. It's one-fifth of the decade. By gerrymandering, a crooked, corrupt legislature can strip Wisconsin of all of Fighting Bob La Follette's reforms and of our democracy itself. And if any Republican out there is going along with that, then you're not worthy of being called an American. Having said all of that, it is not a recourse to threaten violence or to use violence against any judge. What you do is you get involved in politics. You can impeach a judge. You can recall a judge. Do not engage in violence. We did in 1860. We're not going to do it now, despite what Trump started in 2016. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.